Couple of weeks ago, I was in desperate need of a good book, so I asked librarian Nancy Pearl for a recommendation.
So this is a novel called I Regret Everything by an author named Seth Greenland. I had never read anything by Seth Greenland before. I now have all of his books on hold at the library because I can't wait to read more.
Who is Seth Greenland?
He is just a relatively youngish writer. It says he's a novelist, a playwright, and a screenwriter. He worked on the HBO series Big Love. I'm learning all of this from the book jacket.
And so let's talk about the plot of this novel. I Regret Everything, colon, a love story.
Yes.
You didn't say that part of it.
I didn't. You're right.
Okay. Those would seem contradictory terms. What's this about?
So this is told from the point of view of two different people. One is, in alternating chapters, one is a lawyer named Jeremy Best who writes poetry on the side. He's a trust and estates lawyer. And the other person is, and he's in his late 20s, the other person is a young woman named Spaulding, who is the son of the managing partner of Jeremy's law firm. And this is their relationship and what happens to them. And what the way I've been describing this book is, this is a love story, as the subtitle says. It's a love story, though, for grown-ups. So you have to forget about Eric Siegel and Love Story and Jenny and Ollie, Jenny and Oliver, and, you know, love is never having to say you're sorry. You have to forget all that when you approach this book. But this is a book that is so witty and yet so affecting that I just, it's another book that I have a copy on order because this is a library copy, and I just want to keep it, partly because I'll be talking about it all year.
Well, it is a library copy, and I was going to ask you how you came to pick it up and read it, because you are sent hundreds, I would venture
right,
close to 1,000 books every year.
Yes.
What made you compelled to take this?
You know, I think that I must have seen a review or a reference to it somewhere. And I don't know where, but I remember obviously I put it on hold and then picked it up. So here's an example, I think, of the wit from this. Spaulding, who is 19, 18 or 19, very young, says to deal with difficult times in her life or difficult situations, what she does is turn what people say into verse in iambic pentameter. So she said, she would think, and there is Dodd again upon the couch. You know how you'd say, and there is Dodd again upon the couch. But to calm herself, she says, and there is Dodd again upon the couch, and turns it all into iambic pentameter. And after I read this, I started doing that myself.
Uh-oh.
It's fun.
And here I am again in the studio.
Right.
I'm not sure that's iambic pentameter.
It doesn't scan. The studio messes it up.
Okay, in the room. Well, this is Seth Greenland. He's relatively young, you said, but he's written a lot?
Well, he's written 3 or 4 other novels. Yes, 3 other novels.
So you haven't read those yet?
No, but I'll report on them.
Okay. This is, we're going to flag both the author and the book. The author is named Seth Greenland, like the island nation, Greenland. And this book is called I Regret Everything, A Love Story, and A Love Story for Grown-Ups. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Nancy Pearl is the author of the Book Lust series. She joins us on the record every Tuesday with her book recommendation. You can see them all at our website, kuow.org. Just search for Nancy Pearl.